Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing hip-hop and all that, music, art in general, with the brother Pitar Raj Tahuti. So we're going to be interviewing him today. But before we get into that, I would love to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers in the first classroom, which is the woman. So don't forget to visit our newest blog, which is the queendompost.blogspot.com. You can also go on there. We'll have great interviews with lots of powerful women, and we keep you updated on any and everything that we're doing in the community, especially as it pertains to women. Okay, couple announcements. I am launching the Conversations with the Queen 21-Day Fitness Challenge tomorrow. The mission of this challenge is to provide an opportunity and a platform to create wellness by leading an active and healthy lifestyle. This challenge is a way for us to implement an active lifestyle in an interactive format. And the basis of it is founded upon the fact that it takes approximately 21 days to form or break any habit. And by being active for at least 20 minutes every day for 21 days, we are creating the habit of activity. So come join us if you want to get fit. So definitely check that out. The full details on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. And I can't wait to get into it with you all. I can't wait to be one of the challenge directors. I will be blogging throughout my whole experience as well as vlogging. And in order to keep up with the vlogs, you got to go to youtube.com/CWTQ update and subscribe. Again, that's youtube.com/CWTQ update. All right, and you can go on over there and you'll be able to find out all the information, or you can visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. So let's get fit and get it right, y'all. And I want to say one last thing before we get into this whole interview process. The womb circle, if you did not come out to the womb circle and you are a woman and you are listening and you are in the Boston area, I mean, you missed out. It was a powerful night packed with powerful healing. I'm telling you, I left the spot feeling 20 pounds lighter. My spirit was just clear, like a clarity that I haven't experienced in a while. So definitely, definitely something we got to put together again. Definitely, definitely something that was productive and just well spent money. If you came out and you spent your money, well worth the investment. So I'm just so, you know, glad that it went down the way it did, and we will be doing more events, so keep posted and definitely do that. All right, without further ado, we're going to bring on our interviewee, a.k.a. Pitar Raj Tahuti. Pitar, are you on the line?
Peace, what's up with you?
Peace, brother, how are you?
Peace, I'm good. Happy to be on, humble, you know what I mean?
definitely. We're glad to have you on. I mean, I've been trying to get you in, to get you on the show ever since I heard some of your music. I'm telling you, your music is powerful, and, you know, I don't say that just about anybody's music, you know what I mean? I'm not that type of person who's just going to gas up people to gas up people. So when I say this, brother's music is serious, it's on a different level, it definitely is. So give us a little bit of background information on who you are, what you do, your whole musical style, everything like that.
Man, you know, I'm from North Carolina. I'm here in the A. I've been in Atlanta for a while now, so, you know, we started getting the buzz heavy around here. You know, just pretty much my whole brand of music is called Paradigm Shift Music. You know, for the ones that are not familiar with it, it's pretty much, you know, my spin on what I do with my music. You know, I feel like, you know, what I do is a little bit different than what everybody do, even though it's still hip-hop. I just try to bring it in a different way, you know, to the people. You know, we don't call it conscious music as far as what I do, you know what I mean? Because my music, is here to actually reach more than just conscious people, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to wake up everybody and shift the consciousness. So that's why I came with my own brand of Paradigm Shift Music, and that's what we've been running with. And, you know, God King is the team, you know what I mean? That's the entertainment company we're running with, and we're just going hard with it, you know?
Yeah.
Got a lot of good music.
So what or who inspired you to get into music?
Man, I've been doing this all my life, yo, so it's kind of hard to even say, you know. I grew up listening to everything, so, you know, far as influence, far as, you know, what I love, I grew up in North Carolina, so we listen to everything, you know, East Coast, West Coast, down south. So we pretty much listen to everything, but I've been doing this all my life, so it's kind of been in my blood. So, you know, I take a little inspiration from everything. You know, I pretty much, my inspiration is life, you know what I mean, the experiences that we go through every day. So, you know, and I just try to put that into what I do. And, you know, give it to the people, present it in a way that everybody can listen to it and grow from it, take from it, you know what I mean? And you know, get out of it as much as I put into it, you know. So that's what we try to do.
Yes, definitely feel you on that level. So do you have any musical influences?
I got tons, man. You know, like when it comes to music, one thing about me, man, you know, I'm a true artist to the core with what I do. You know, so, like, pretty much there may be times I don't even listen to rap, you know what I mean? I may listen to nothing but 70s funk or something, you know. I may just turn around and get out of my element and go, you know, I might go listen to some Ravi Shankar or something, you know, listen to instrumental playing the sitar or something, or, you know, go listen to some Jimi Hendrix or something and just get out of my zone, you know what I mean? Just everything. But as far as hip-hop goes, I got a lot of, you know, influences that I love that I grew up on that I feel made a decent influence on me, you know, everything from Outkast to Nas, you know, to Dead Prez, to Public Enemy, to, you know, Goody Mob, you know, just a lot of different influences all around the board, and it's just that I'm the type of person that I love real music, I love real, you know, real artistry, you know, so I take that and I try to run with it and put my piece in and, you know, get in where I fit in with what I do.
Yeah, definitely. You got some good taste, because I'm feeling some of your musical influences. Definitely some good taste there. So out of some of those artists, who are some of those that you admire the most?
I focus with a lot of them, and, you know, to me, to actually be where I'm at now and to do what I'm doing, they actually have met a lot of the artists and actually been, you know, able to associate myself with, like, Dead Prez. I associate myself around them. Stick is a homie of mine, and one's a homie, you know, Mike Flo's a homie.
Definitely.
You know, I've been able to link up and cool out with Outkast for a while. I used to intern at Big Boy Studio, Stankonia. Used to intern at Bad Boy South. So it's just, you know, a lot of the ones I fought with Griff. Griff is the homie. He actually
definitely. Yeah. Big ups to Griff. Big ups to Professor Griff. You know, hopefully we'll be having him on pretty soon. I just let something out the bag, y'all. Definitely.
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of different influences, you know, and that's pretty much what it is, you know, just all different tastes of music, and I've just been happy to been blessed to, you know, to come across a lot of different ones in the industry. You know, I'm pretty much, like, for a lot of people I know, I'm kind of like one of those cats with one foot in, one foot out of the industry as far as, you know, what I do as far as networking. But I got homies that's in the industry, but they do the, you know, the whole trap rap and all that stuff, you know, but I'm on a different, what I do.
Different
so
frequency.
You know, so it's a different ball game when it comes to networking and just reaching, when it comes to marketing and reaching out to different people for different reasons. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good, though.
So you mentioned you work with Dead Prez. So other than them, or even with them, so who have been some of your favorite artists to work with? So, like, as far as the whole career.
A lot of people, like, for everybody who probably been following, they would know that I keep a small circle with who I work with. It's not even that. It's just that, you know, for the people that I actually admire, and I'm a fan of music. So, you know, it's one thing to be an artist, but a lot of artists are not really fans of other artists like the way I am. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually like a
mm-hmm.
fan. Like, I'm a fan, you know what I mean? So I pretty much work with a lot of people that I'm a fan of, and it's not more of a business thing. So anybody that you probably see me work with, because I'm a genuine fan of, and, you know, I work with everybody from NBO. I got a lot of homies that a lot of people don't even know of yet as far as on the mainstream circuit. But NBO, you know, big ups to my homegirl Star, my big sis right there, Star. I got Queen Neff on a couple of my mixtapes. I got Kick Tat, one of my homegirls. She sings, beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing some work with Sister Amina, for those who know who she is. A lot of the homies, I got my man Combat out of Bermuda. I did work with Black Dot. I got Black Dot out in New York. I don't know if everybody know who he is.
No,
he wrote
I'm familiar with Black Dot, definitely.
That's
yeah.
A big homie. That's a big
yeah,
homie. You know, Virgo salute to my homie. So, you know, we got him on a couple of joints. Got my man Zai Malik. For everybody who know him, you know, salute to New Africa, you know, the whole Outlaw RPG movement. There's tons of people, you know, tons of people. I got a lot of stuff in the works. Got some music with Dead Press coming soon. Let's keep that on the wraps.
Okay, all right. Excuse us. So, I mean, now that you named some of the people that you love to work with, I mean, are there any artists out there that you would like to work with in the future that you haven't already worked with?
Definitely, if I could, definitely, you know, just throwing it on the wheel, if I could, you know, definitely would be a song with Three Stacks, you know, the whole
mm-hmm.
Outkast collective period. Nas, you know, that would be ill. I'm a fan of...
it would be
Illmatic.
It would be
It would be crazy because we Virgos, we all Virgos, so, you know, it would be ill.
Oh, snap, you're a Virgo too? Okay.
Definitely wouldn't mind working with any of the Marleys. Definitely Damien, you know, that'd be a hell look.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fuck niggas heads up and take it across the board, you know what I mean? I go and work with some of my homies out in Japan or something because I'm actually linking up with people over there. And, you know, just everywhere, you know, we take it all across the board because my music is music that niggas can't pinpoint and put in the box. That's why
mm-hmm.
I'm shifting music. For anybody who's been listening to my music, you know, I fuck with my homies, everybody all around the world, and, you know, I definitely
mm-hmm.
represent RPG, but I represent progressiveness with it. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So it's not just your stagnant, complacent, you know, low vibrating RPG music. Is actually, you know, it's actually progressive with what we do,
mm-hmm.
and it's RPG to the fullest. It's just in a different
way. It's evolutionary within the whole
exactly.
movement. Definitely feeling that. All right. We got 42 minutes left in the live stream, and at the halfway mark, we will be taking calls. So that's at 30 minutes, we'll be taking calls and questions. The calling number is 917-932-8881. Hopefully y'all can get through on the lines. And if not, that you can always go back and log in through the Blog Talk Radio and be able to listen to us live stream and join us in the chat. All right. We're going to get into a little bit of some of Pitar's music. This track right here is called Schoolin' Now. Is there anything you want to let the listeners know about this track before we just jump right into it?
Yeah, Schoolin', man. Schoolin' one of my favorites, man. We just turning up with this music shit and just, you know, this is a very, to me, this is one of the very essence of a song that people can understand. When people say what's paradigm shift music, this is
mm-hmm.
one of those, you know, elemental songs that proves and shows what paradigm shift music is about. Schooling is pretty much, you know, letting niggas know what it is. But as far as what I've been through, you know, when I started going on my path and knowing what I'm doing, you know, whether it was from me going straight from vegan to raw and vegetarian, or just some of the shit I used to do in the street, I don't do no more. You know, just certain things like that, people will always ask me, because when people see you changing, people are going to be inquisitive and they're going to ask questions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people used to be like, damn, nigga, you don't smoke weed no more? Damn, you know what I mean? You don't sell drugs no more? Damn, you know what I mean? You don't eat meat no more? Like, you know what I mean? So I took that and I said, yeah, let me go ahead and show people what it's about. When you progress, and you're going to see people always going to ask questions. But schooling is all about that, and it's to its fullest. And we're having fun with this hip-hop shit, and we just snapping on some down-south shit. Because, you know, I can rap with all different types of tracks. So, you know, we're just having fun with it, showing people what paradigm shit music is all about.
All right, so we're showing them what paradigm music is all about with this track, Schoolin'. All right.
Yeah. Paradigm shift music, nigga. 2012 shit. Check it out. Look, look, I don't eat no meat at all, nigga. Vegan, vegetarian, and raw, nigga. Smoke weed, fuck a Paul Mall, nigga. Man, we ain't stunting they laws, nigga. Fuck the police, cause they lame as hell. Rappers always talking about they got cane to sell. Get the fuck up on my face if you want they spells. It's the hardest shit out if you can't tell. Revolutionary, yeah, pro-black. Keep a cannon, nigga, fucking cold that. God in the flesh, you should know that. Your own fool, you should try to grow that. Radio, yeah, so whack. Rappers talking about all that bullshit. Peaches kind of getting all in the pulpit. The people say they really want that new shit. Like, what? You don't eat meat no more? Damn, you don't run the streets no more? Damn, you don't hit the club no more? Damn, you don't sell drugs no more? Damn, you don't eat meat no more? Damn, you don't run the streets no more? Damn, you don't hit the clubs no more? Damn, you don't sell drugs no more? Yeah, pay down to your music, dawg. I got more for that ass, dawg. You already know what it is. It's Ty Rock and Hootie. Check it out. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Look, look, what you know about wheatgrass, spirulina, kava kava, moringa dog, mix it all up in your smoothie, y'all. Health this well, so nigga, ball out. Don't wait till you fall out. Miss working, call out. Now your ass so sick, now your ass on the wrong route. What you know about Dr. Clark, Dr. York, Dr. Yosef, Ben Yonkin, Dr. Barry Shingle, Francis Crash, Dr. Sabian, many more scholars I could document, huh? Read Miss Education the Negro, Mr. Matrix, nigga, you Neo. Got a bang out for my people, cause they saying that we ain't equal. What? You don't eat meat no more? Damn, you don't run the streets no more? Damn, you don't hit the clubs no more? Damn, you don't sell drugs no more? Damn, you don't eat meat no more? Damn, you don't run the streets no more? Damn, you don't hit the clubs no more? Damn, you don't sell drugs no more? Yeah, man, tear down shit music. Your boy Patel Rock and Hootie. Let's get into it. Let's go. Let's go.
Alright, alright, that was Schooling by Fatah Rata Hootie. So that's the essence of paradigm shift music. So, I mean, if I may pick up my interpretation of what you mean by paradigm shift music, just by listening to that track, you're talking about something that can cross over pretty much into that mainstream aspect as far as listening appeal, but still has that conscious vibration to it, you know, is pushing that envelope with the message more so.
Right. That's the whole point. Okay. That's what the whole point. That's right. Why, you know, I've been where I'm at, what I'm doing, you know what I mean? For a lot of people in the so-called conscious community, you know, for some who ain't on the level yet, you know, some people have their own different interpretations. It's taking them a while to come to what I'm doing and kind of understand it, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, it's progressive, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to tell niggas to keep up what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's all about reaching. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about crossing over, like you said, and reaching the people. Mm-hmm.
I feel you. And that to me is the essence of the point of art. Art is not supposed to be implicitly for one necessary, you know, group of people. You know, it's supposed to speak to many different types of people in different facets of life, whether it be race, gender, culture, all these different things. It's supposed to resonate on some level. And true art crosses all boundaries. Like, when you look at the great artists in history, these are people who, you know, broke, you know, boundaries, broke color lines, were innovative. You know, their music was so good, you know, they couldn't even just be looked at as a human being anymore. They were looked at as an icon because of the level of artistry that they were on. So when you look at art, that's something that you have to really keep in mind. So speaking of artistry, something that's very, very, very important when you are an artist is your name. So what inspired your name?
My name just came about, man. Like, real talk, you know, the ancestors just blessed me with it. And it just came through. I actually get channeled a lot of energy and a lot of information, and that was one of the things that came through. And I didn't ask no questions, just ran with it, and told me, you know, go ahead and teach. You know what I mean? Go ahead and teach. Okay. And show this wisdom. So, you know, that's exactly what I ran with and did. You know, I ain't asked no questions. I said, all right, that's what it is. We're gonna do it. And you know, moving forward and moving with the spirit and I've been getting to where I'm going. And, you know, a lot of people who've been watching what I'm doing, seeing how I've been going, the way I'm going, hella fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I actually move with the spirit and we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, most stuff. So what does your name actually mean for those who might not be familiar?
What I presented to the people as is a God of wisdom and teaching. You know what I'm saying? And by Tahuti doing what he do, that's exactly what I'm doing, you know, and bringing it to a new day and age, you know what I mean? We actually are taking that spirit and we putting it into this vessel called Fatah Rasuli, and we're going to run with it and incorporate everything that's been channeled into me to give to the people. That's my mission here, you know what I mean? So for everybody who is about, you know, really uplifting our people, then you're gonna go ahead and fuck with Fatah Rasuli and everybody else who's doing what we're doing, putting the work in, the necessary work. You know, because one thing about doing what I do and what a lot of our artists do is for some, it feels like it's easy, but it's, you know, when you're doing this type of music that's vibrating on a high frequency, it's actually hard to be able to put it in the way I do it
and
to make it
definitely
sound good enough to give to the people. So, you know, that takes artists right there. And what we're doing is we doing something that, like I said, the ancestors move with me, you know. I don't care if, you know, niggas ain't fucking with what I'm doing. The ancestors move with me. That's what I'm here to do. That's my mission. You know, that's why I'm getting where I'm going. So, you know, people might as well just go ahead and you know, because like I said, I got tons of music out, so you're going to love something. So you might as well just go ahead and plug your earphones in and pick five something, because we're doing this for the people. If you really about what we are, what I'm about, you know, you're going to put your energy behind it and keep pushing it forward.
Definitely, definitely. So we listened to some of the topics that you spoke on in the last song, and we can see a theme. So why is cultural and political awareness so important to you, and why is that an important message that you feel like you need to convey in your music?
It's important to me because it's been something I've been seeing since I've been little, you know. I mean, I'm talking preteens, and I always knew something was wrong with what's going on as far as an environment, of the predicament of where I was in, where our people are in at the same time, so I've been on this path for a long time, so when I get to where I'm at now, I see it was, you know, this was playing. You know, when I look at my life and I see the symbolism of things, it was actually, you know, I'm where I'm supposed to be at, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do based on the path I went, you know, and the things I've seen and witnessed and experienced firsthand. So all I'm doing is give back and mirroring, you know, reflecting on what I was put to me and just giving it back to the people in a way where we can all wake up and, you know, come with solutions. I'm all about solutions, you know what I mean? So even with the music I do, there's a solution even in it. And it's just all about, you know, getting everybody on the same page to understand what it's all about. What I learned through about music is that it's magic about itself. It's a form of magic, you know what I mean? When it comes to actually tapping into certain people's psyche, you know, some people who may not have, you know, said, you know, well, I don't see nothing wrong with this, but then, you know, you actually hear a song that somebody actually wrote from the heart or, you know, or whatever, and you know, it may click in, then, you know, that's what it's all about. It's changing the paradigm of some people, you know what I mean, and getting everybody on a certain page and seeing how we can move forward.
Something that I heard that a lot of artists don't necessarily hit that was very, very encouraging in your music is talking about health and wellness, because that's what we do on this show. We big health and wellness people out here. Anybody who knows, you know, I'm a practicing vegan. Like I said, we began the show talking about our 21-day fitness challenge. So, you know, to hear music that even implements basic principles like health and wellness is just, that's a different level in and of itself. You talking about stuff people can't even pronounce, let alone know about, you know what I'm saying? Talking about Spirulina, they be like, who?
right. You know what I mean? Stop putting niggas on game with, you know, just telling niggas what's up, you know what I mean? Because that's, like, real talk, like, you know, a lot of our people, like, I'm here in Atlanta, so I'm in these streets for real. Like, so, you know, when I'm out and about, I'm actually in the street. I ain't just one of these holier-than-thou conscious niggas. I'm actually out here. You know what I mean? So, you know, when I do this music, I make sure I put it in a way where, you know, people can understand it. You know what I mean? So whether it's like, you know, how I say, you know, what you know about, you know, spirulina, you know what I mean? What you know about, you know, even when I'm talking, breaking down the master teachers, just letting niggas know who he is. You know?
Definitely, definitely. And that's big because I remember when I was coming into my consciousness, one of the main rappers that I listened to was Immortal Technique. And when he would mention stuff, I wouldn't know what the hell he was talking about. So I said, hold up. Let me Google that. Let me go do some research on that. What is this? What is that? And that opens up my consciousness to a lot of different understandings of, you know, he's more so on political consciousness and awareness. But even with that, you know, it just opens up my consciousness a lot as far as different things. So it's really important there. So with that being said, now I know we talked about, you know, your music reaching different people and different audiences. But, I mean, let's be honest, like, in your heart, when you're writing a song, is there a specific demographic that you are really writing to, like a specific people that you're really catering to when you write your music?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, it's always going to be our people, you know, our black people. You know, that's what my music is definitely for all day, you know, is to wake them up. And, you know, even within the funny thing about it, even within our black people, there's so many different, you know, sects. Of different black people and different demographics of black people. So, you know, I've been around this community for a while, so you got our conscious elders, you know what I mean? So, you know, I've been told by a lot of people, like, yo, Patai, we fuck with your music, but you cuss a lot, my nigga, you know? So then we got our younger niggas who just not getting into this shit. So I got to do it for them. You know, I got to do stuff for the queens, you know what I mean? Then I got to do stuff, you know, for the guys, you know what I mean? So then I got to do shit for the niggas that's in the street that got a little knowledge, but not enough to take them over the edge to actually be like, yo, let me go ahead and put my heart into what I do. So motherfuckers need to see somebody who really represented all the way all around, and that's me as far as what I do, you know. I pretty much just come in, give what I got, and I let the music speak for itself. That's why when people see me, you know, I don't do a lot of I'm always doing shows and touring and this and that, but I don't do a lot of publicity type shit, you know what I mean? I let the music speak for itself. I keep it organic, man. That's all I do is, like, you know, word of mouth, and we go old school with it. Let the music speak for itself. Ain't no gimmicks. Mm-hmm. We just getting it. You know what I mean? Just real nigga shit.
Definitely. All right. We hit the halfway mark, so that means we're going to be taking calls. So anybody who has a question or, you know, wants to comment on the show so far, definitely, definitely call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, 917-932-8881. We're going to just take a small, quick music/commercial break real quick. We're going to play The Rap Game by Patai Ratahuti, who is the man that we're chilling with right now, the man that we're talking to right now, the man that we're building with right now. Again, so call up, let your opinions and your voices be heard. Once you're on the line, just raise your hand by pressing 1. All right, let's get into this music and one commercial, and then we'll be right back.
The rap game, the rap game.
struggle consists of in a city hustle, scrambling for paper and muscle, where most don't even leave the element. A nigga bent, put in position of knowledge and wisdom. Can't forget the game, too. Me and you, we ain't the same dude. Or are we playing by different rules, but win the same game? Ask me how I feel about it, I tell you that this shit's lame. Stepping on toes for money and fame, cars and women, fancy jewels and nice linen, huh? And every day it's the same thing. A wise man said, use your talent for change. So now I'm asking for some dollars, like they say they want their coffee black. Why they adding cream for my flow smooth as age vino? You know how P do, my first encounter with it, it had to be a heartbeat, laying on mom's chest, wrapped up in the warm sheets, reincarnated, you know, about to bless this new world, exposed to the beautiful side and of this true world, sound manipulation through thoughts, expanding frequencies, rest in peace to Dilla, Big L, Heavy D, Tupac and Biggie, and all the rappers all across the world, we do this shit for all y'all, for all y'all.
This is the rap game, we talk about the rap game, the rap game. Yes, this is the rap game, we talking about the rap game, the rap game. Yes, this is the rap game, we talking about the rap game, the rap game. Yes, this is the rap game, we talking about the rap game, the rap game.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
All right, we are back live, kicking it with Patara Tahuti. We about to open up the lines for the Q&A session. But quickly before I do, let me just say, first off, that track was dopeness. That track was just pure dopeness. I was still in it. I'm sorry. You know, I love all music and I love all hip-hop, but at heart, I'm such an East Coast 90s type chick. I am such that. I am so that chick right now. So, you know, anytime I hear a beat like that or, you know, a flow like that, it's just, it touches my heart. It's just home right there. So definitely, definitely feeling that track. Feeling the versatility as well of you just switching up the style, switching up the flow. Definitely appreciate that. All right. So we're going to open up the lines for call-in. Again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And you will be able to speak live with me and Brother Patara Tahuti. You on the line, Brother Patara?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
All right. Just making sure.
Yeah, because you're a little silent. All right, we got a call from the 808. I was over here mixing my little vodka and cranberry real quick.
Excuse me. You just get your vibe on. All right. Yes, definitely. All right, so we got this caller from the 803 area code. Caller from the 803 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any questions or comments?
Peace, what's good? It's Palmetto Star, Underground Ruler Radio. What's good with you, Queen? What's up, Patar?
Peace, what's good with you, fam?
Hey, man, nothing. Just vibing to the music, man. Loving what you're doing, man. It's real positive, real progressive, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I like to see. That's what I like to hear. So, you know, well, you've been talking about, you know, people out there in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I have a similar story to you because, you know, I was out there and I made a change, you know, to where I'm not even eating meat anymore, you know, and doing more positive things in my life. But I want to know from you and your perspective, what was the catalyst for change? for you, like, what made, what was, is there an event or anything like that that made you change? That's the first thing I want to know. And then when was this, like, just, you know, time frame, you know what I'm saying? Because I was just curious because I noticed that a lot of people changed around the same time period. So I'm wondering if you had changed as well during that same time period.
Yeah, you know, like real talk, like most of my life I've been on the conscious tip, even growing up. It's just, you know, innately I didn't know what that whole purpose was for. You know what I mean? Like when you're a little kid and you know that you're different than everybody, and you're like, yo, I feel different than a lot of these motherfuckers. You know what I mean? You know something different with you. And I've been doing music my whole life, so I've been like, yo, I'm going to be this. I'm going to do that. You know, that's always been my goal, and that's always been my whole path. But
yeah.
I had like 2-3 ill situations that let me know that it was confirmation. One, back when I was jugging, you know, I used to drug deal, all that stuff. I remember I had you know, the bikes and the whips and this and that. And I was actually on my sport bike going to make a drug deal. I had like 2-3 pounds in my backpack about to make a sale and shit. And I actually wrecked. I was bullshit doing tricks and stunts and stuff and on my way. And I actually wrecked. And I actually woke up and it seemed like it was only, you know, it seemed like I blinked my eyes once and that was it. But I remember being passed out, and then I remember getting back up, and I remember being kind of cross in between dimensions, and I remember a spirit being was like, yo, you ain't done yet, you know what I mean? You ain't done yet. I remember saying, you ain't done yet. You got a job to do, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And, you know, I was like, I couldn't get up. I remember trying to talk, and I couldn't get up. Yeah. It was like, you got a job to do. You'll be able to get up in a minute. I'm like, what? And I got up, and that always hit me. Then I remember maybe a year or two later, I had another incident, and I think that moment is what opened my senses up. And you know, from that moment, my senses have been open, and my body has been a vessel for getting the energy channeled to me and shit of that nature. And I had a second experience where they, you know, I seen writings, like literally writings on the wall, and they said there's a spiritual war going on. Which side you gonna choose? You know, time is ticking. And I remember seeing that. And as soon as I came to my senses, and you know, I said, okay, you know, and think about it, for everybody who listens to my music, if you caught my music, you will hear me talk about all this. You know, I got a song, I got tons of songs where I talk about. I got a song on YouTube right now called Believe, and it said it right there. I said I was in my room, you know, and the spirit came to me and said there's a war going on, and ever since then, you know, I've been making these songs. So everything I've been doing has been guided. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That's really been the catalyst for getting me to where I'm at, and you know, the funny thing about it is I've been doing it all my life, but I've been putting it off for a while. I was putting it off, and I was just getting money, chasing money, blah, 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 but never really feeling like I'm fulfilling my purpose. And then, you know, the ancestors were like, you know, once you start doing what you're supposed to be here to do, watch how everything open up. And truth be told, since I started doing what I was here to do, everything just been opening up, and it's just been full motion ever since then.
Oh,
like, real talk. Like, it's almost like a dream, but it really is what it is.
But do you mind saying what it was like? Was it like 08? Because I know a lot of my changes came about 2008. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when I really.
Okay. Yeah. I've been like 2001, 2002. Actually got channeled. The first time I actually got channeled was like in 03. Like physically channel, and I thought I was going crazy because I was actually becoming clairvoyant and clairaudient, and I was just like, "Yo, why am I?" You know what I mean? Like I was deep into it, but I wasn't deep into the to where I'm at now. You know how like when you think you're getting conscious, and you see yourself 5 years later, and you say, "Yo, I thought I was conscious," and now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Back then, for a lot of people who actually start getting conscious, they actually, you know, you start learning about the little things. You know, back then, what most people are now waking up and the masses are talking about, Illuminati, blah, 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 Bilderberg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I was, in 2002, I was like, yo, blah, blah, blah. But then when I actually started getting deep into the esoterics, and then my body became a vessel, I started becoming sensitive to the energies, and
mm-hmm.
that's when it started happening. But that's when I actually, you know, found that, okay, I must be part of this quickening, because where I'm going and what I'm learning at the speed that I'm learning is something that most people are not doing. So I see that as what it is, because nowadays I got people who see where I've been and where I'm at now are just now catching up to a lot of different things, you know. So you know, that's nothing but confirmation for me. So, you know, like you said, it's a court even going on, so this is why we see a massive people waking up at a certain time. I've been doing this. That's why,
You was in the trenches already.
I've been in the trenches since. So it's nothing new to me, you know, and you know, ever since I came on the game, I've been telling niggas, you know, this ain't a fad, you know what I mean? A lot of people think it's copying this for a fad and a joke, but I've been doing this. I've been in front
room. All right. So thank you for that great question. And, you know, that was a wonderful question. So, you know, let the people know, you know, a little bit about your show and just, you know, real quick because, you know, we got 15 minutes left. So.
Too Raw for TV, you know, is every Thursday at 11 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Too Raw for TV. This week we're going to be talking about speaking things into existence. We have Chicago poet Junebug that's going to be in the house. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're talking about, are you actually speaking life or are you speaking death into your life or inviting death into your life? So we're going to be talking about that and how to more effectively speak things into existence that you want to happen. So that's what we're going to be talking about on Too Raw for TV.
All right. So definitely check them out. All right, like you said, Thursday at 11 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/Too Raw for TV. All right, y'all. Peace. All right. Oh, we got another caller from the 504 area code. Sorry to keep you waiting. Caller from the 504 area code. Yeah. You are live on Conversations with the Queen.
Yo, peace, Queen. You hear me,
peace?
Peace. Hey, this is all right, yo, King Supreme, you feel me? All
right.
Peace, what's good, man?
Peace, man. I'm Irie, I'm blessed, dude. I just really sending my love, my light, and my encouragement to your brethren. Like, I'm definitely feeling your vibe, man. It's a whole worldwide thing, you dig? I'm from New Orleans, you hear me, man? And it's like, we on the same vibe out here, me and my brothers, man. We doing the music thing, and we trying to, like, connect with the, you know what I mean, with the youth on the street level, but at the same time, bring their vibrations on a higher level. So, you know, it's definitely confirmation being on the show, you dig. Much respect, Queen, for even hosting this show, you dig, and having this topic and bringing the God man on, you dig. It's definitely an enlightenment for me, man. Just keep following with it, you dig. I'm trying to figure out how I can get some music from you, you know what I mean? Because I definitely want to promote you while I'm out here in New Orleans, you hear me?
So he wants to know how to get some music. How can people get in touch and, like, support you and do all that?
Yeah, man, you know, I got tons of music online. I got 3 projects out right now. You can find 2 projects on Bandcamp. I'm about to put the 3rd project on Bandcamp. If you just go on, just Google me, put it up at Ty Rotsa Hootie. Or you can go to PatarVatsaHootie720.com, and that's going to take you to Bandcamp. And I got my Jacket for Beats project and my Underrated project on that. And I got my Paradigm Chill Music Part 2 on Reverb Nation. And that's heavy. It's 20 tracks of funk. That's one of my best mixes I got out. I got all of them is bangers, and it's ridiculous.
Word. I want that one that the Queen was playing.
Matter of fact, I don't know if you look up Bandcamp, I actually think I got that one on my new joint. I just put out a promo free download 9-track leak, and I think that song is actually on it. So you know, if you go to Bandcamp, Patai Rotsa Hootie, you'll actually be able to get that in like 9 other bangers that I give to the people for a promo, you know, just giving back.
Respect. All right, that's peace. I'm definitely going to go site shop, brushing your dig and all. Don't you got a Facebook too, huh?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, true. I'm on Facebook, man. That I definitely won't even collab with you, like, you know. Where you stationed at?
Yeah, man, I'm over here in Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta.
All right, true.
Yeah, so you know, link up with me. Yeah. Link up with me on Facebook or something, Twitter or something, and we'll get it in.
Respect.
Well, thank you for calling in. Peace, brother.
All right, peace. Let's run it up.
And we're going to put that information, shoot me the links on Facebook, Patah, and then I'll put those links onto your blog, biography on Conversations with the Queens at blogspot.com, so everybody can just, you know, have a one-stop place where they can just click on everything and see all the information.
Definitely will.
All right. We got another caller, from the 404 area code. That's Atlanta. 404 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queens. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yo, Patai.
Peace, peace.
Peace, bro. Peace, queen.
Peace.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, let's pray, man. Calling out here out of Georgia, too. I stay out here on break.
Yeah. See y'all in the building.
Word up, I just want to say, man, you doing your thing, man. I mean, I heard a whole lot of your music, and one main song that I really listen to is that Stress Go.
Oh, yeah, that's a new joint we dropped there. We got that going.
I mean, that's a song you can wake up to in the morning, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, appreciate it, man. We doing something for everybody, you know what I mean?
Word up. And that Who Shot You went in on them, like, on the Biggie track, man. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, man, we just trying to give people something, you know what I mean, showing everybody the versatility, you know, just showing them what we do. So, you know what I mean, like I said, you know, niggas can't put me in a box with this music.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it is, man. With much respect,
Well, thank you for calling, man. Thank you for calling in, brother, and we appreciate you calling in and giving love and respect. Peace.
No doubt. Peace.
All right, we got one last caller from the 267 area code with 8 minutes live on the live stream. Excuse me, tongue twister there. And caller from the 267 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queens. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yeah, I just want to say wholeness, balance, and positive vibrations. Very inspirational to hear this type of music, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say big up to the brother. I'm just finding out about you, so now I can go Google you, check you out on the YouTube and all that, and, like, do my part to spread the message, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to ask you who, if anyone, that inspires you musically. And basically, what do you see happening in hip-hop in the future, in the next 5 to 10 years from now?
Okay, yeah, I got tons of people inspire me, man. So many, you know, like, if I had to narrow it down to, like, 5 people, it would be hard. I would have to say, you know, Dilla, you know, Outkast, Def Fez, you know, Nas, oh, man, it's just hard. so many people, because I look at everybody who's putting out good music and I salute them, you know what I mean, because to do what we do in the type of society we at that's toxic, that actually want to, you know, blow the vibration and keep people dumb, it's, you know, that shows that you love what you're doing, you know what I mean, and you do it from the heart. What I see going on with hip-hop right now, man, like real talk, I see... Like, truth be told, I'm 2 steps ahead of what's going on, and I've always been that way, and I know it, and I'm just trying to stay patient enough. But it's coming back around to real music. Trust me. It's coming back around to real music, and it's coming back around the music that's going on with what I'm doing. Regardless of what it looks like right now in the industry,
exactly.
Trust me, because I've been 2 steps ahead of the game
all
my life. I've been 6 steps ahead of the game all my life. I started out producing. You know, a lot of people don't know that. I've been a producer before. I've been rapping and producing and singing all my life, but I actually never used to tell people I rap because I don't know. I don't know what it is. But once I see what the Spirit told me, the Spirit was like, nigga, we had you producing first just so you could understand music and create music and hear it and see it and, you know what I mean, just build this whole thing to where you would be a beast and a force to be reckoned with what you're doing. But I definitely see music going in the direction of where I'm taking it, and you'll see people actually doing it, and the funny thing about it is that, you know, I'm sitting here trying to really just, you know, focus on getting this music to the masses of the people that are not actually conscious, you know?
Right.
And it's great to see that bridge, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of times what happens in the conscious community is we're preaching to the choir, you know what I'm saying? And so I really give you a lot of respect for being one of those people that's out there in the streets and speaking in the language that's necessary sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
To communicate with certain people, you know what I mean? So definitely much respect and guidance, man. Just keep on doing your thing. We're looking forward to seeing much, much more from you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, appreciate it.
We appreciate your call. Where were you calling from again?
I'm in Philly. This is Danger Remy. I know you from Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I just loved it. Yeah. And so, yeah, Philly
yeah,
is on the line, you know what I mean?
Philly number, yeah. You're right. That is Philly. All right. Well, big ups, and thank you for, you know, the support and the love and coming on and asking a wonderful question. All right?
No doubt. Respect.
All right. Hey. All right, we got 4 minutes left on the live stream. We're going to wrap it up. We're probably going to go into a little bit of overtime, and I'm going to play some more Tahuti's tracks. We're going to definitely go in. If you're not on the live, call in right now. The call number is 917-932-8881. And big up to everybody who called in with their questions and everybody who called in, period, and just listening. Everybody's going to listen back on the archives. Big ups, and just loving the vibes in the show. So, to get back to, you know, a little bit of the process, do you have a specific creative process? If so, can you, like, share a little bit of it with us? I know you don't want to, you know, unleash the whole process.
It's all good because ain't nobody able to, you know what I mean? I feel I'm in my own lane, so I ain't you know, competition with nobody out here, man. It just come how it come. You know, some days I may actually write something myself, and, you know, like, you know, but some other days I may actually have somebody just give me an idea, you know, like, for example, you know, like my man Ghetto Shaman, you know, maybe one day I got a song called Revolution, you know, we just sitting around vibing, listening to some beats, you know, my man was like, yo, that sound like some shit you need to do topping off the New Year's, you know what I mean, to start the New Year's off, and I actually say, yo, you ain't lying, you know. And right there, I actually went to writing right there. Like, as he said it, he said, you know, there's some shit you need to be, you know, it's on some New Year type shit, and, you know, and it was actually like maybe 3-4 days before New Year, before New Year's, you know, and I said, you know what, I'm going to record it, and we dropped it right before New Year's. Just call it Revolution, you know, and just pretty much, you know, my process is actually a little different than a lot of people. I actually can't write inside. I actually got to get out and be out in the city. Or, you know, somewhere to actually be out and write. Mm-hmm. I actually don't do well, you know, unless it's, like, really under pressure and I got to write in the studio or something. But usually I'm out and about. I like to jump on the train and just go out of the city because it's new to me and just jump on the, just get out in the city, you know what I mean? Smell the air, go for a walk, you know. And that's really how I write. I write my best stuff when I'm out walking or...
Yeah, that's different because, you know, a lot of heads be in the studio all stuffed up, but, you know, that's definitely a new perspective, and that's probably why your stuff is coming from a different perspective and a different angle because you're out there and you're interacting with the netter, so, you know what I mean? You're getting that energy, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you feel is the significance of your music and why is it important at this time?
Say one more time.
What do you feel is the significance of your music and why do you feel that it's important at this time?
The significance of my music is really, you know, and you know, not to sound cocky, but ain't nobody doing what I'm doing right now. Nobody making it sound how I'm sounding right now, and this is really what I feel and what I know is what the masses need to hear. They need to hear something refreshing, something that's so right brain, you know, something that's coming from the heart so much to the point where, you know, like, for example, you know, a lot of my music, I do it in the offset. I do my music very right brain. I do it very, very unstandard. You know what I mean? I don't go by the standards. I don't do 16s. You know, you may hear a song and it's 13, the first bar, and, you know, 17, 18, the next one. And, you know, I just do what I want to break that cycle of the matrix where people listen to music and they get caught in that time frame. You see what I'm saying? So... The music is really here to open people up, subconsciously, whether they know it or not, they're getting opened up through my music, you know. So that's why we stress the point of, you know, when I do this music, you know, it's for the people, and it's transcending
all the different genres of hip-hop, you know, or music. What we do, you know, is rap, but at the end of the day, I get influence from everywhere, you know. You know, yeah, so, you know, it's lovely, and, you know, for everybody out there who want to know, you know, as far as booking and features, you know, you can always book me and book me for shows at ironic9472@gmail.com, you know, and that's where you can get in touch with me and we can get it in like that. We're going overseas, abroad, and everywhere here, you know, so whoever want to book me, whatever, we do it all, you know. Like my man, get a shaman, say Bob Mitzvahs or whatever. We doing everything. But, you know, it's really for the people, though, man. So that's really what it's all about.
All right. So let's just wrap it up real quick. So what have been some of the highlights of your musical career?
Man, you know, the funny thing about it is just the beginning, man. It's just the beginning, and we done did a lot and came a long way. You know, it's always to me the best thing about what I'm doing and where I'm going with what I'm doing now is actually about who I meet. And I know there's a lot more people who see what I do and hear what I do than I've been able to meet in the flesh or get in contact with based on, you know, I see the numbers of what I'm doing, you know what I mean? So I know it's an overwhelming amount of people who actually get, you know, seeing what I'm doing and the exposure is getting out there. It's just beginning, and I've been, you know, it's been a whirlwind already. So, all I can say is, you know, is that the people that's really who's been showing the love, is really what's been really getting me to where I'm going. And it's, you know, like I said, I put this music out and I let the people take it where it go. So you know, we just having fun. That's the main thing about it. We having fun. I don't feel stressed out with what I do, you know. This music, it's not stressful to me. You got to have fun with it, and you got to have fun, you know, and let the people see that you're having fun with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know it's your passion.
Exactly.
So have there been any low points, cons to the
whole?
Not at all. Not at all?
You know, it's just the way, you know, when you know how the music industry works, you know, you kind of prepare yourself. You kind of prepare yourself for how business work, how snakes can be, you know, all around, or just, you know, whatever. But it's nothing to me because, like I said, this is what I'm here to do. I know I'm going to get to where I'm going. You know, what I see is everything that happens, you know, that seems good or bad is actually part of building me to getting where I'm going, you know what I mean? So I don't look at it as good or bad. I look at it, you know, there may be some things I may be disappointed in, you know, I may not, you know, I may get looked over on certain things, but it's all good because I understand it, you know. But I love it because what we're doing is we're getting. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm going exactly where I'm supposed to go, you know. I'm humble with what I'm doing, and like I said, the people, the love of the people is really what's keeping me going where I'm going. You know, the music is that part that's actually going to take it to the next level. So.
All right, and on that riff of that great perspective that you have, do you have any advice for any young MCs or any artists, period, out there?
I would definitely say do what you love to do. Do you, you know, even if it seems hard at the beginning as far as being yourself and trying to, you know, but you want to fit in, you know, find your niche and run with it and build that up to the point where when you actually present it to the people, they have no choice but to actually, you know, say, okay, you know, he ain't whack. You know what I mean? He definitely got something to say. His presentation is there. You know, have that light about you. You know what I mean? Like cultivate that and actually take it to the masses. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So all I can say is be yourself because that's all I've been able to do. And you know, move with what you're supposed to do. You know, and to keep it real, you know, If niggas out here trying to rap and they know they really whack, you know, don't keep yes men around you. You know, keep people who gonna be able to bust your bubble if they need to and say, yo, man, that shit is whack. You know, because, you know, and, you know, I say that with the most humble, and, you know, respect because everybody ain't for everybody, but to get into this game, you gotta have some tough skin because you're gonna have critics. You know, when you come into a rap game, you're here to be critiqued, whether you wanna be critiqued or not, you know. And I've been blessed to have nobody really say nothing negative, you know what I mean? Nobody never hate to my face. Nobody say nothing because I'm really here doing what I'm doing. And I feel blessed to be able to say, you know, because I'm very analytical of my own shit. So, you know, I don't put nothing out if it's whack. And I've been happy to not really do no whack music, you know, like that.
Most
you know,
fast,
so.
Most Great advice. So we're going to wrap it up. Any shout-outs you want to give to anybody out there who, you know, definitely out there doing their thing or has been supportive of you, whatever the case may be? Any last shout-outs?
Yeah, man. Shout-out to the God King crew, the Warrior Mortar crew, Force One crew, my man Ghetto Shaman, Black Lit, my man Renegade, my man motherfucking Combat all the way out there in Bermuda. You know, the whole Outlaw RBG crew, Zaid Malik, you know, what's up, Malik Kalam. Ed Star, you know, everybody who's doing the music, you know, everybody who's grinding, staying focused, and you know, getting to where they want to be, you know. And all I can say is really look out for us, man. Like I say, you know, we're going everywhere, you know. So anybody who's interested in booking, like I say, it's ironic9472@gmail.com. You can get in touch with me for that, for booking and features, all that good stuff. I appreciate you. Gotta salute you.
We appreciate you too as well. All right, so thank you for being on our show and just, you know, definitely holding it down and being the wonderful guest that you've been. And, you know, blessings to you on your path and, you know, may the Most High keep you, the ancestors around you, and the angels be around you as you walk the path that you walk, because it's definitely a divine path, and I can feel that from your passion and the way that you speak about things. So, you know, definitely keep on your path, brother.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, peace. All right, you've been listening into Conversations with the Queen, and I am your lovely host, Tay Queen. And, you know, it's been a wonderful show. It's been a wonderful ride with y'all. But I'm going to wind it down. Next week, we will have India, the raw food chef, on the show. She's going to be putting it in, throwing it down. So definitely come on back next week. We're going to have a wonderful, healthy show. Also, don't forget, we're going to have a great big show on breast cancer health awareness, the holistic perspective, on the 29th of October at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Monday the 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to be going in with a lovely panel of holistic doctors and gurus on the issue and the subject. So definitely keep your eyes posted to conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com for more information and details on that. We're going to take it out with one last track from Brother Pitar Raz Sahudi, World of Greed. All right, peace and peace.
In my eyes today, what did I see? A world full of hate, a world full of greed, full of greed, full of greed. In a world full of lies, of lies. Yeah, yo, I woke my ass up around 2001 when I first got some knowledge, man. I went and got a gun. For my people, I'm a ride. For myself, I'm a rider. I'm looking for a Kleenex with a fuwa and a cider. And I'm trying to get my paper straight. Them liberation funds. When you banging for that freedom, you don't fuck with everyone. Some niggas follow smoke, they fraudulent through gazes. When you trying to get free shit, you can't be lazy. Gotta go hard in the paint. But what other niggas think? You gotta grind, keep the money in the bank. The bank's all frozen, but they say consolidating. They say the coins and greenbacks is getting outdated. And that's the close day operation. Open your eyes, that's all I'm saying. The world's a big stage, what role you're playing? I guess we all find out when we see the end of credits. The universe is all mental, don't forget it. Open my eyes today, what did I see? A world full of hate, a world full of greed. Full of greed, hate, full of greed.
word to Kalanji Changa. My armor is a countenance of Ananda, the flute of the snake charmer to anacondas, transforming karma by focusing on Dharma. Basically, you do good, you get good. Everybody can relate from the throne to the hood. Age of Aquarius, aim like Sagittarius, enlightenment the target, we cornered the market.